Задание B1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A, F и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей буквой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием. Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I only study for half an hour at a time. I often have a break, so I don't get tired. Sometimes I lie down, sometimes I sit in an armchair or sit at a table. I stop for 10 minutes to relax my brain. The best time for me to study is between noon and 11 p.m. Learning at this time is more exciting and useful. The day before an exam, I stop learning at 5 p.m. Then I watch TV and try not to think about the exam. I go to bed early and have at least 9 hours sleep. It's enough to feed my brain.
Speaker B.
I don't study regularly and leave a lot to study at the end of the term. I usually lie in my bed or walk up or down my room. After reading an article, I repeat it aloud. It helps me to keep information in my memory. I must be alone and I prefer listening to the radio because I need to hear some noise in the background. I can't study for more than 2 hours.
Speaker C.
I don't usually study much during the school year. I'm a rather lazy student and I study hard only about 1 week before the exams. I wake up at about 9 a.m., have breakfast, have a shower, and start studying. I usually sit on a sofa and read my materials. The best way to study is with someone you know, for example, with a classmate. We can test each other and explain something what one of us knows better.
Speaker D.
When I study for an exam, I need to be alone in my room. I often listen to music when I study, but the music is quiet. It's just in the background. I read the text again and again, and after a few minutes, I tell myself what I can remember. I can memorize for a maximum of 2 hours, then I should have a break and snack something. I eat a lot before exams because I'm nervous. I can't overcome my habit.
Speaker E.
When all the dates of my exams, I make a study timetable and put it up on my wall at home. It helps me to concentrate and organize myself. Then start it. This is the most difficult part. I use all my time. If I arrive home from school half before dinner, I use the time for study. In a week, I'll do 2.5 hours. Then I can have an evening free for relaxation.
Speaker F. It doesn't matter how you study before, the most important for me is the day of my exam. I look through all my exam papers and try to answer the questions. I don't try to learn anything new the night before the exam. I make sure that I have everything I need for exams, pens, pencil, etc. On the exam day, I have a good breakfast and walk to school. I concentrate and stay calm. Only this way I can show what I know. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Speaker A.
I only study for half an hour at a time. I often have a break, so I don't get tired. Sometimes I lie down, sometimes I sit in an armchair or sit at a table. I stop for 10 minutes to relax my brain. The best time for me to study is between noon and 11 p.m. Learning at this time is more exciting and useful. The day before an exam, I stop learning at 5 p.m. Then I watch TV and try not to think about the exam. I go to bed early and have at least 9 hours sleep. It's enough to feed my brain.
Speaker B.
I don't study regularly and leave a lot to study at the end of the term. I usually lie in my bed or walk up or down my room. After reading an article, I repeat it aloud. It helps me to keep information in my memory. I must be alone and I prefer listening to the radio because I need to hear some noise in the background. I can't study for more than 2 hours.
Speaker C.
I don't usually study much during the school year. I'm a rather lazy student and I study hard only about 1 week before the exams. I wake up at about 9 a.m., have breakfast, have a shower, and start studying. I usually sit on a sofa and read my materials. The best way to study is with someone you know, for example, with a classmate. We can test each other and explain something what one of us knows better.
Speaker D.
When I study for an exam, I need to be alone in my room. I often listen to music when I study, but the music is quiet. It's just in the background. I read the text again and again, and after a few minutes, I tell myself what I can remember. I can memorize for a maximum of 2 hours, then I should have a break and snack something. I eat a lot before exams because I'm nervous. I can't overcome my habit.
Speaker E.
When I know the dates of my exams, I make a study timetable and put it up on my wall at home. It helps me to concentrate and organize myself. Then start it. This is the most difficult part. I use all my time. If I arrive home from school half before dinner, I use the time for study. In a week, I'll do 2.5 hours. Then I can have an evening free for relaxation.
Speaker F. It doesn't matter how you study before, the most important for me is the day of my exam. I look through all my exam papers and try to answer the questions. I don't try to learn anything new the night before the exam. I make sure that I have everything I need for exams, pens, pencil, etc. On the exam day, I have a good breakfast and walk to school. I concentrate and stay calm. Only this way I can show what I know. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.